Health workers say, however, their job is far from finished. When fentanyl first came to Colorado, its dangers weren't well known, but it didn't take long for officials to take notice.
When this first happened, people were not aware of what fentanyl was, what it was doing in the drug supply, and why it was such an issue.
Andres Guerrero manages the department's group that tries to save people who overdose. He adds that for the first time last year, fentanyl deaths in Colorado leveled off a bit. He thinks one reason may be that more people are asking his office for naloxone to counteract it.
The number of doses distributed more than tripled since the last fiscal year, so it grew by 3 times.
He says lately the state's seeing more requests for free naloxone doses from schools, as many as 80 last year compared to just 3 in 2021. Colorado isn't seeing its rate of fentanyl deaths go down, though, and officials like Guerrero don't know yet if the current plateau will continue. I'm Jim Williams.